Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, next, eco-builder and presenter of RTE's Build Your Own Home, Harrison Gardner. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Anya. Thanks for having me.
You've been in here before with Brendan talking about your organisation, Common Knowledge. It's based in Clare, where you've been teaching people the skills to self-build structures like the common cabin, and you're here to talk today about the plans that you have for making those common cabin plans free and available to folks, and also a competition of sorts that you're running, and we're going to get to all of that for community groups listening and tune in shortly. But first, come back and just tell us, firstly, what is a common cabin?
Sure. So the common cabin is a design I came up to help people learn how to build their own houses. So we teach people at Common Knowledge through our Build School program how to build houses, how the whole system works, how to use tools. And I needed a building that did that well. So I designed a building that fit within the 25 square meter planning exempt garden studio or workshop or garage that anyone who already has a home can build in Ireland. And we went all the way to make that building modular so it can be reorganized or reshaped to suit someone's needs, and also fully deconstructible. So in 10 years' time, if that building isn't in the right place anymore, if we need to move it, if something happens, that we've thought of the end of life of that building, that it can be taken apart very easily without damaging any of the materials, and even the foundations come right out without any trace that the building was ever there. So we're trying to really start or be a part of this conversation of, even as DIYers and home builders, that we need to take responsibility of the end of life of our buildings and our things as much as when we use them.
And with these common cabins, they're within regulations because you're not having to think about things like plumbing. It's really for everyday usage.
Exactly. So they're day use buildings. They're not for sleeping in. It's for that extra space that you need to go and do your art, somewhere to build things, your hobbies, that kind of stuff. And it came along with the 40 square meter extension that people are allowed to add to their house, the 2 square meter extension that you're allowed to add as a porch to your home as well. They all kind of came as this package too, because the home needed to be a bit bigger. It needed to facilitate all the other things that we care about and we need as well. So it
and what
fits
kind
in
of
there.
Cost are we talking about for the common cabin in this instance?
So the one that we built at Common Knowledge as a test site of sorts, our prototype, we got it fully insulated, fully airtight, ready to go as a day use shared office space. And it cost us $16,000 in materials to build.
So it's cost effective. You're making the plans available today on ourcommonknowledge.org, but you're also, and that's available to the public at large and all listeners, but you also have a shout out for social enterprises to contact you who might be interested in building their own common cabin for their community. Who do you want to hear from?
Exactly. So, you know, when we teach groups, and we've taught over 500 people how to build this common cabin already, the byproduct of that teaching is one of these buildings. We build it from scratch every time. We want to show people how to turn a pile of materials into shelter. And so what we have left over are the components of these buildings. And so what we're offering is to groups out there that are doing work in their communities, that are official social enterprises or CLGs that could use one of these buildings, whether it's for storage or an office space or whatever it is, and that they've got the community around them that's going to come together and help them finish it.
So this could be your Tidy Towns group. It could be a local community organization, a charity.
Exactly. Anyone like that who just could really use a structure and doesn't know where to start. And not only are we giving them the building, we're inviting them to come to Build School as well and learn how to build it. Right.
So, yeah. And so to clarify, you're going to pick six.
Yep.
You're doing six starter kits.
Yep.
And it's six places in your school. People have to go off, though, and organize the finance themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll give the education, the training and the components as a gift from us. What they'll need to do is figure out how to finish it off once they get it to their site. You know, they'll put the whole building up, they'll do the finishes on it, they'll install the doors and windows, and they'll have to have the finance in place to finish the building off as well. But for everyone else who's not a CLG, we've made the plans totally free and available, and they're on our app, which is called the Commonage, which you can access through our website. And that's free to everyone as well. And it's where we put things like the old Tigheen tiny home toolkit that we made a couple of years ago as well, and this new Common Cabin kit. It's the place where we give all that stuff away for open access to everyone.
And so you mentioned there the Build School and the six places, but you have people, hundreds of people who've come through the school to build sometimes maybe the Common Cabin, but presumably others go on to actually build homes that they can live in, obviously within regulations, and they do the plumbing and the extra finance. But are you seeing that people are rethinking maybe how to build homes and houses more cheaply?
Yeah, of course. And that's just reflective of where we are in Ireland at the moment. I think building your own home, it isn't for everyone. It's not everyone's first instinct as something that could be an enjoyable experience. But for a lot of people right now, it's the only option of how they're going to get into a home. For people who've been saving for 10 years to buy a home, what they can afford now compared to what they thought they were aiming towards is often a house that needs a lot of work, that needs a lot of renovation. And by coming to a course like what we're doing at Common Knowledge to our Build School, people are leaving with all kinds of skills to do work themselves, but also to manage their own projects. We had this amazing woman, Dee, who came on our course, got a quote for $550,000 to build her home, came on a one-week course with Common Knowledge, cost her €860, and she project managed the whole thing herself for $220,000.
Wow.
She saved 20 years of a mortgage by investing 5 days in learning. And she took 9 months off her work to do the project as well.
And taking Dee as an example there, you know, maybe in past times it was more affordable to build. You might have had more of the know-how, you know, a lot of these skills being passed down through the generations. But you also just had neighbours helping out, people having each other's backs. But we live in a busy world now and a lot of those skills maybe not being handed down. We just know how expensive it is to build. Through the school, are you seeing something new start to happen where like-minded people who want to learn these skills are maybe starting to kind of collaborate and rethink how to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's incredible seeing these mehals, these groups come together to support each other. When you throw 30 people into a field in West Clare out at Common Knowledge and you have them talking about building every day, arguing about building every night, dreaming together, changing each other's ideas, inspiring each other, they naturally form these groups. And that's also what the Commonage is for as well, our app. It's for people to be able to connect with each other, to find people who are mid-project, who need some support. And it's a benefit to them as well. They get to help someone build their house, but they get to practice, they get to learn things, they get to see how other people are doing it so that they can see how they could do it themselves, how they could build their own shelter.
And when they have that experience, are they going off high five and saying, I'll see you to help with the house build, you know,
oh,
in X
absolutely.
Amount of months?
Yeah. I mean, there's no one's ever exchanging money. It's usually pizza and beers at the end of the day, and let's just build together and learn and get better at this stuff. So it's not so scary when we think about having to do this work ourselves.
What about your own home building? People will have been following you on social media. You're very much taking a brick by brick, incremental approach, expanding when you have the money to do it.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I could never afford to do my whole build at once, and kind of thankfully so, because the house I thought I needed 10 years ago is very different to the house I need now with two little daughters and my wife and all the things we care about now. So thankfully, I didn't get it all built when I first bought the cottage, and I've been growing it as we need to. But it's also made us so creative and innovative with how we do the house. When you don't have the money to pay someone else to come in and do everything and do it all perfectly, we find that we're just naturally saving things, reusing things, being really creative, finding inventive ways around problems. And we love our home so much. You know, it's so unique to us. We've managed to celebrate the work of 200 years ago, the people who built it then. And it's still going. I don't think it's ever going to end until my daughters inherit it from us.
And Harrison Gardner, do you think that's maybe a mentality, a mindset we all need to adapt, that we sometimes put a lot of pressure that the house has to be perfect from the get-go and instead actually step back and go, no, this is going to iterate and evolve. It's sometimes done is better than perfect.
Yeah, I don't think the house is ever finished, and we're kind of deluding ourselves if we think it is. The house is part of us, right? We need it. It needs to reflect our needs. As we change and as our family dynamics change, as our hobbies change, the house has to be able to evolve with us. And we need some skills to be able to do that. We can't be paying someone every 5 years to come and add the new extension on or redesign the house or put a new wall up because the kid has a new hobby that we need to facilitate. We need these really basic skills, and our grandparents had them. It was so normal to do this work before ourselves, and we need to tap back into that. And while we are teaching all this stuff at Common Knowledge right now, we don't want to be doing it together. We just want to be part of this shift to it becoming much more normal to share skills with each other.
You're out and about filming the new season of Build Your Own Home. When will we see that back on our screens?
Probably not until the spring or early summer next year. It takes a while for all these families to pull these houses together, but it's really exciting. We're in the first phases with everyone, and it's going to be a really beautiful show.
Well, enjoy it, and we look forward to that. And if you're a social enterprise and you've been listening there to Harrison Gardner and you're interested in applying to get one of the 6 starter kits to build a common cabin and a 1 week course in Harrison's Build School, you can get more information from our commonknowledge.org. Harrison Gardner, thanks so much for joining us.